Tigers in Trouble. Written by Shane McIntyre. Illustrated by Frank Bailey. Most of us have not seen tigers in the wild. Tigers pad along in forests. They are white and gold with black stripes. These colors help tigers blend in so they can hide and hunt for food. Such big cats need lots of meat. A tiger can eat 50 pounds of meat in a single meal. Tigers are strong and fast. A tiger can leap 30 feet. Look out, dear. A tiger roams for miles and miles, looking for food. A tiger makes a den in a cave, a hollow tree, or heavy brush. Most tigers sleep when it's daylight and hunt at night. But now, tigers are in trouble. Tigers need land with trees for homes. People cut down trees to build houses and to clear land for growing crops. This means that tiger homes will disappear. Then, tigers will not find deer to eat. We may not mean to mistreat tigers, but that is what happens. Tigers can't live with people. Hunters poach or unlawfully hunt tigers. There are rules to keep tigers safe, but some people will not follow rules. Each day, tigers die. How many are left is unknown. We think there may be only about 6,000 tigers left in the world. Will tigers die out? We hope the answer is no. People must not let tigers die out. It would be a mistake and a disgrace. We must try to save our tigers. How? We can give tigers safe places to live away from people. We can reclaim some land for wild homes. How can we slow cutting of trees? We can save some wild homes for tigers if we cut back on things we buy. We can change our habits. 1. Use less paper. 2. Recycle and reuse. We can also tell others that we need to save tigers in trouble. We can join a club that fights to save our tigers. If all the tigers die, we can't replace them. Let's try to stop an unhappy ending to this tale.